It just happened to be a ship that was available to sail. But the ship that was chosen is still known by us all today. Its name is synonymous for many of us with our celebration of Thanksgiving. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, weather or not.
On the Farm in the Countryside podcast, we're talking about ideas for rural and agricultural America. On episode 55, it's 13 ways to kill or not kill your community.
We're building a community which will, in the long run, help draw more people and draw more business.
Catch episode 54 for real-world advice on cover crops.
Doing, say, small grain after corn, I think that's one of the easiest ways to get started.
I'm your host, Andrew McRae. Get Farm in the Countryside on the free AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast store. Farm in the Countryside is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. While it's a very important ship in the history of this nation, as Whit Perry explains, it was quite by chance it made the trip.
This was a ship that was available. It was a very common merchant ship that would have been available for hire. So the passengers were considered cargo, and the sailors' favorite kind of cargo because they were self-loading cargo. So this was like a U-Haul of its day.
Perry is speaking of the Mayflower, the ship that brought the people we call the Pilgrims to the New World in 1620. It was a trip that took 66 days to cross the Atlantic.
They ended up leaving late in 1620, so they had some of the winter gales and working more against the wind as they're trying to make their way across here just really slowed them down.
For the sailors on the Mayflower, this was a long run, but not uncommon. It was a different story for the Pilgrims.
For the passengers, this would be like you and I going to the moon. They had no idea what to expect. It's incredibly courageous. This wasn't something that was done every day. Worse than that, the 102 passengers probably spent most of their time down on the tween deck of the ship.
Passengers were probably only allowed on the main deck in small groups to get occasional fresh air.
So they were stuck in a very crowded, very low and small space being shared with 102 other people. Yes, they were definitely getting sick. They had chamber pots they were using. I just couldn't imagine it myself.
We'll have more of the story of the famous ship Mayflower next time as we travel the countryside. In Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McRae.